you know, visit them once in a while and be with them, then that's basically the only thing that matters to me, and that's when I feel at home.
I certainly would call London my home right now. But what home means for me is a question that I've actually been asking myself lately.
Home is definitely a feeling more than a physical location.
The way that I think we need to distinguish home and roots.
Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by Ready Go Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Expats Exposed podcast. This is episode 14. I hope you're all healthy, safe, wherever you are. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. And I'm still here in Brazil, as if you've been listening to the podcast, you might know. I'm in my hometown, and it's been 1 year and 2 months since I got back here. I was in China for nearly 5 years. And then I had to come back to Brazil because due to the pandemic, I couldn't go back to China. So I've been here in my hometown for just over 1 year and 2 months, I think. And the question I have today is actually quite an interesting question, because I was born in Recife, in the northeastern part of Brazil, so right on the coast, and I spent 32 years here. But I never felt 100% comfortable living here. I don't know what it was, but when I became like a teenager, I remember when I was, 15, 16, I was not feeling 100% comfortable. I don't know if it was the people or part of the culture that I didn't really like. I don't know. I really don't know how to explain. And that's why today I invited four friends to help me answer this question of what is home for you? Because like me, these four friends have left their home, their homes, their city, their hometown, their countries, have lived in different places, and now they live in a different place, a different city, a different country. So I wanted to ask them, what is home for you? You know, how can you define home? So I asked them to help me answering this question, and you're going to listen to their answers, which are super interesting, and I'm going to comment on their answers as well. But before I start with my first friend, I just want to explain to you a bit why I came up with this question and how it is that I cannot answer it, you know? So as I said, I lived most of my life, 32 years here in Brazil. Never felt 100% comfortable, even though my roots are here. I was born here. But when the three cities that I visited the most in my life were Buenos Aires in Argentina, London, and Lisbon in Portugal. Okay. And the funny thing is that Buenos Aires, I went there five times. And one of these times I spent 2 months there. I was taking a course and stuff. So can I say that I lived there? Like it was 2 months. I rented an apartment and spent 2 months there. I don't know. That's actually an interesting question. When can you say that you actually lived in a place? If you go to a place and you spent a month there in a, I don't know, Airbnb or something, could you say that you actually lived there after 1 month, 2 months, 6 months? When? So that's an interesting question. But yeah, I've never felt home in Buenos Aires, to be very honest. Lisbon, I've been there more than five times, and still, I have a couple of friends there, but still, it doesn't feel like home when I go there. Even though the language is the same, I can navigate, and I know where everything is, I mean, most of the things are, but no. But London, the funny thing is that London, I've been to London at least, I don't know, 9, 10 times, different times. But London does feel like home every time I go there, you know? So that's an interesting thing to think about, because when I was in China, in my holidays, I would always stop in London and usually Lisbon as well before I went to Brazil, where I would just stay there in Europe. And I just want to tell you one little story just to explain this feeling of home. It was one of these times. It was holidays, like it was summer holidays. Yeah, it was summer holidays. I left China, flew to Europe. I was in Lisbon. My mom flew from Brazil to Lisbon. We met up in Lisbon, and then we traveled around. It was Lisbon, Rome, and then London. So total, like around 20 days. And then she flew back to Brazil, and I flew back to China. Okay, this was after 4 years in China. When I flew back to China, remember I flew from London to Beijing, and then Beijing to Nanchang, which is the city where I lived for a year. I spent all the weekends there. It's the capital of the province. I have many, many friends there. But I actually lived in the last 3 years in Fuzhou, which is this small city in the countryside. And so from Nanchang, I had to take a train to Fuzhou, okay, to where my apartment is and everything, you know, and that's where I work and live from Monday to Friday. But then it was too late already, so there were no trains. It was around 11 p.m. So I remember I went straight to a hotel in Nanchang. I checked in, left my stuff in the hotel, was hungry. So around midnight, I left the hotel, found this barbecue place. In China, it's really common to find barbecue restaurants open till 2, 3, 4 in the morning sometimes. So I just walked there, ordered. You know, I'm not fluent in Mandarin, but I can speak a little bit. So I just ordered what I wanted to eat. The menu was all in Chinese, but I knew, you know, I could say what I wanted to eat. I ordered a beer, the local beer. I sat down, talked to the guy who was making the barbecue. You know, he asked me where I was from and all of that. And I remember I sat down and it was like midnight in the middle of the street in this plastic chair, plastic table. And I was eating my barbecue and I was like, wow, this really feels like home. And it's so weird to say that in China, because if you've ever been to like mainland China, and I'm not talking about Beijing and Shanghai, the biggest cities, I'm talking about this small city where literally when you step out of your house, you are reminded that you are a foreigner, that you're not part of the country, because first of all, you look different from everybody else. And if you lived in a small city like I do, there were less than, 20 foreigners there. So you are reminded every time that you are a foreigner there. As much as the Chinese are super friendly, you know, my students and everything. But I just felt so weird that I actually felt like home for the first time after 4 years in China, eating barbecue midnight. So I was like, okay. And then I had to, as I said, I came back to Brazil and still, I'm in Brazil now, my hometown, a year, still doesn't feel like home here. So why? I really don't understand. That's why I was like, I need to ask some friends who have been through the same thing. What is home for them? So my first friend is Susanna. I met her in Qingdao, China, my first year there. We worked together at this English school. And she was born in Slovakia. But yeah, she's going to explain the rest. So let's listen to Susanna.
Hi there. My name is Susanna and I'm from Slovakia. However, I live in the Czech Republic now. I used to live in China for 3 years, but then I moved to the Czech Republic and I've been here for 2.5 years now. The question is, what is home for me? Or what does this word actually mean to me? I would say, and it's probably going to sound like a cliche, but it's not a particular place for me. It's more of a feeling, I would say. So as long as I have people that I care about and people I love around me, or as long as I can, you know, visit them once in a while and be with them, then that's basically the only thing that matters to me. And that's when I feel at home. So I, for example, still remember the time when I used to live in China and my parents and my brother visited me and we spent like a week or so together. And I just remember feeling, you know, as if we were back in our hometown because we were together. And that's when I realized that that was the only thing that mattered. So it wasn't, you know, about the place where I grew up, or it wasn't about, you know, being really in my hometown or, you know, in our living room together. It was just about being together. So I think that even now, if somebody told me to move, you know, somewhere else, and they would tell me to, I don't know, that I could take people I care about and people I love with me, I would go with them, of course. And I think I would still feel like this way. I would still have this feeling of being at home in a way. So yeah, I think it's more of a feeling to me, and it's not about the place really.
Thank you, Susanna. That was really nice. It was so interesting what Susanna said. Like, it's not about the place. It's not about a particular place. It's more of a feeling. It's more of, you know, having people that you love and care about next to you. And she mentioned the time she was in China and her parents visited her there. It really makes sense because, as I was saying, like, the three cities I visited the most, you know, Lisbon and Buenos Aires never felt like home, but London does. Just thinking about what Susanna said, it's true, because I always go to London, and I have many really close friends, like childhood friends who live in London. And every time I go there, of course, I'm not going to go to see, you know, the Buckingham Palace, the Big Ben and stuff. I go and I don't stay in hotels. I stay with my friends. So it's not about London. It's not actually the city. It is the people there. It's the people there that remind me of, you know, my childhood. And also, not only that, but they're, you know, special people, really, really close friends. And it's the fact that they're there that it makes it feel like home. It's not the city itself. So I think that's what Susanna wanted to say. And even though she's now, again, in the Czech Republic, it's about the people and who she's with, not the Czech Republic or not Slovakia or not China. So that's really interesting, and I think I can relate to that, especially about London. My second friend actually lives in London. He is one of the ones that I just mentioned, a really close friend who I spend time with when I go to London. I stay at his place and stuff. So but he was born in my city, in my hometown in Brazil. So his name is Nelson, and he's going to talk about what is home for him. Let's listen to Nelson.
Hi, my name is Nelson Barlow. I was born in Recife, Brazil, and I've lived there until I was 24 years old. And then after I finished my university degree, I came to London for work, and I've been here for 12 years. So the question of where home is for me has changed through the years. For the first 24 years of my life, I was just where I was born. But then when I finished university, home for me was somewhere where I could develop professionally, and that turned out to be London. So I came to London, and I have been here ever since. London is where I've lived with my wife. We had a daughter here, and, you know, most of my adult life I've lived here, so I certainly would call London my home right now. But what home means for me is a question that I've actually been asking myself lately. The work that I do is in IT, and the job that I have been hinting that they would be doing remote working, and that had me thinking that I don't actually need to be in London anymore. So I've been thinking about what are my priorities for the place that I want to be. I think one of my priorities, well, it needs to be education for my daughter. It needs to be a place with good education. It needs to be a place with good security, but also a lot of outside space. So I think I've been living in London for too long, and I'm ready to go to somewhere more remote, somewhere with more nature, that would allow me to, you know, walk my dog, do some hiking, you know, maybe go up a mountain or something, or be close to the sea. These are the things that I am looking for my next move. So yeah, home for me is constantly changing, and is about to change as well again. Thank you.
Thank you, Nelson. That was great. Like, I love the definition, the concept of home is constantly changing. He said that throughout the years, the concept of home has changed. So has his priorities. So when he moved to London, it was because his priorities were, you know, focus on his job and, you know, develop professionally. And then right now it is London home, but soon it can change again because we change our priorities, you know, in life. And maybe it's somewhere more open. So with nature and stuff. So I can totally relate to that because China was my priority because I wanted to, you know, a challenge for me professionally and, you know, become a teacher there. So that was home for me for some years, you know. But then it's okay. And I think that's what I was kind of like feeling guilty about, that I didn't feel like Brazil and my hometown was home anymore, because I was like, well, how can it not be home if, you know, I was born here and stuff. And then, but it's okay because we change. We change, our priorities change, life changes, you know, takes us to different places. So it's okay that, like, throughout life, we change our priorities. So not only that, but we actually change our physical location. And so it's okay to have different concepts of home. So that was really nice to listen to. Thank you a lot, Nelson. My third friend is Robin. She is American, and she is, I met her and her husband, Merari, in China, in Fuzhou, in this small city where, you know, we lived. I lived for a couple of years. They lived there for a year, and I met them there. I worked with her husband in the school, and she's gonna answer the question, what is home for her? So let's listen to Robin.
My name is Robin Rulakava, and I have lived in a lot of different places in my life. I'm from South Carolina, from a very small country, rural town, which is in the southeastern portion of the United States. And I lived there till I was 18. And then ever since then, I moved about 3,000 miles away to where I went to university. And I've lived all over the United States since then. I also have lived in England for a year and traveled all around Europe. And then I've lived in China for a year. And right now I currently reside in Fargo, North Dakota, which is the northernmost state in the very center of the United States. So I'm about 3 hours away from Canada, where I live right now. And what does home mean to me? Home is definitely a feeling more than a physical location. Home always is something that makes me feel kind of welcome and accomplished and everything. So for me, I never felt like where I grew up felt like home. I always felt like, actually, the place that has felt the most like home in both times in my life was first, England, and second, China. There is something so about myself that living in those places and exploring new cultures and new new things makes me feel like home. And I truly feel like home can be any place where it has the right mixture of people and experiences and even work, because even the right profession can truly make you feel home. So that is really what I think it means to me. It's just the right people, the right place, the right time. And no matter where I've lived, having my own family, my husband and my daughter has been probably the most grounding and centering part of living in so many different places. I have moved upwards of 20 times in the last 15 years. And every time, the things that made it feel like home the most was my family and my good friends.
Thank you, Robin. That was really nice. So she said that home is definitely a feeling. It's a feeling more than a location. And I was actually shocked when she said that she has moved 20 times in the last, you know, years. And but it's always been, you know, about her family and her friends and the feeling that made it feel like home. And just like Robin, as what she said is like she doesn't she never felt like with the place where she grew up was home for her. And it was more like when she lived in different places, different countries. So I'm not feeling that guilty anymore about not feeling like home where I grew up, like where I am now. But I loved what she said, that it's also a mixture of people and experiences. She talked about different cultures, and exploring different cultures feels like home. And that is so true, at least to me. Like, I feel like I'm home when I'm exploring a different culture, and when I'm, you know, meeting, socializing with people from different cultural backgrounds, when I'm getting to know, you know, different languages and different accents and people with different stories, not the same people where who grew up where I did, you know. So that was really interesting, and I can definitely relate to that. And one more thing she said that I never thought about, actually. She said that even the right profession can feel like home. And yes, because I really felt like home when I was teaching my kids in China, you know, the high school students there in the international program. That really felt like home, but it was not. And I really felt 100% comfortable, even though, you know, we only communicated in English. Some of them didn't have, you know, couldn't speak English fluently. But the feeling of like the teacher's office, planning a class, going to the class, having, you know, a good lesson with the students, answering them, helping them, even going out with students. We had like, we would go to the cinema together. We would go on these field trips, and all of that felt like home. Because it's where I'm comfortable, you know. I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher more than a teacher. I think I've been an educator for over 18, 19 years. So it feels like home. My profession feels like home, you know, my career. So that's really interesting. Thanks a lot, Robin. And my last friend here, who's going to talk about his definition of home, is Ricardo. I met Ricardo and his wife in Recife. Ricardo was not born there, but he lived there for some years. And now he lives in Amsterdam with his wife, Erica. By the way, I think, I don't know what's the number of the episode, but Erica was in the podcast talking about moving from Madrid to Amsterdam and arriving in Amsterdam during the pandemic. I think it was like two or three episodes ago. You can check here on the podcast, her interview. So she is Ricardo's wife. And then Ricardo is going to share his definition of home. So let's listen to Ricardo.
Hey, Eduardo, how are you? Thanks a lot for having me here. I'm really glad to support your new project. Really happy to be part of this new episode. So you sent me a very interesting question. What is home for me? I wish we have an in-person conversation here in our balcony with a few bottles of wine and a long, long conversation to try to find an answer for this question. There are so many variables that we need to consider, right? So after living a few years abroad, you start to think in a different way, what is home? Well, before I get there, let me introduce a bit of myself. So I'm Brazilian. I was born in São Paulo, but I consider that I had a slightly different childhood because I moved a lot in Brazil. So I lived in 7 different cities, and now we are living in Amsterdam, and Netherlands is the 4th country that we are living. So we also lived some time, almost 2 years to be honest, in Spain. We studied there, and also, a long time ago, I spent some time in London studying English. So, thinking what is home for me, of course, is we need to differentiate, well, at least the way that I think, we need to distinguish home and roots. Because now I consider here home for me because it's the place where my wife is. We have our house. I feel safe and comfortable with the way that we are living in the society that we are living and being part of the community that we are now. So I can say that I'm okay living the streets, living my home, walking the streets, understanding how the society here behave, and understanding that I'm okay with that. Of course, my roots are not from here.
But I understand the way that the locals live, and I'm comfortable with that. And I think they accept also myself because we are integrating the society. Of course, we have challenges. We need to improve our languages and skills, but is the way to go. So consider home for me is always the place that you feel safe and comfortable, because it's always challenging to move, right? So you have so many fears and concerns before a big move. Oh, I will lose all my friends. I will lose contact with my family. Nowadays, with all the technology that we have available, I think we speak much more with our closest ones than we used to speak when we lived in the same city. It's an interesting thing to think about it, because, of course, now with COVID, it's different. But before COVID, we are not like seeing each other every day. It's very unlikely that happens all the time. So, but now I think we speak every day with our friends. So this is something that we expand our bubble. We are not like leaving the bubble behind. We are just expanding this every move we do, because we bring more close friends together, close people, people that we really like, and we are really happy to be part of our lives. Well, I will finish here because already too long answer, but happy to continue this conversation soon and happy to be here in person, okay? See you soon, buddy. Take care.
Take care, you too, Ricardo. Thank you so much. I would love to be having this conversation with you and some wine there in your balcony in Amsterdam. But yeah, hopefully later this year it's going to happen. I thought it was really cool what you said. He distinguishes home and roots. And that's something that I hadn't thought about before, because I am here in my hometown in Brazil, where my roots are. Definitely, you know, it's the language. It's not only the language, but it's actually my accent, my Brazilian Portuguese accent. It's the food. Like I eat every day the same food that I grew up eating. So that's actually a privilege, you know, and it's one of the benefits of being in your hometown. I'm with friends and family. Like, that's my roots. Like, I'm here with my family, my mom, my brother, and now my newborn nephew. And I'm here with some close friends, people I met, you know, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. So it is, my roots are here. You know, when every time I turn on the TV, it's my accent. It's my language. Every time I turn on the radio, it's you know, the music that I grew up listening and everything. So there are no challenges to like adapt to here. I mean, there are challenges actually, but anyway, it's about roots and home. So I love this the way he distinguishes that, you know. I'm where my roots are, but it doesn't feel 100% like home. That's unfortunately or fortunately, that's how I feel. Okay. And he said it's also a place where you feel safe and comfortable. And I don't feel 100% safe in Brazil because of, you know, it's not the safest country in the world. I did feel 100% safe in China, and I felt comfortable in China in a lot of ways. So that's, you know, it was home for me. And he also talks about expanding the bubble. And that's also very interesting, because nowadays I feel like I have close friends who were my close friends in China when I was there. And now they are in different parts of the world, but I have expanded my bubble, you know? So I kind of embrace, you know, them, all of them, and try to like keep in touch with them. And it just keeps getting bigger, of course, the bubble, because you travel more, you live in different places, you meet more people, and you know, and your circle of friends just expands. Now, I am planning to move this year, so hopefully to Portugal by the end of the year. And so I wonder if Portugal will become my home, if Portugal will become my new home, if I will feel 100% comfortable living in Portugal. The only thing that is, I mean, the culture is different, the continent is different, but the language is the same-ish. Like, it's not, it's European Portuguese. I mean, I'm used to it already, but still, it's not like China, that where I couldn't speak the language. But one interesting thing I was thinking about, just to, you know, finish up this episode, was I really want to go back to China, not to live there, but I really want to go back to say goodbye to the places, the city, my friends, the you know, the people I met there. And yeah, like I as I said in my episode number 4, my China story, if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I said it there that like I felt like there was no closure, and it really, like, I had to get over that, and I'm still getting over that, to be honest. But what I was thinking was, if I go back to China now, will China feel like home again? Would that feeling that I had, you know, before I left, where I sat at the barbecue place and it felt like home, will it feel like home? My roots are not there, but some of my friends are still there. Some, a few of them, because others also had to leave China during the pandemic. But the places there, the barbecue, the Chinese spices, the local beer, like, it's something that makes me feel comfortable. Will I feel the same thing that Robin mentioned, the feeling of home more than a location? Will, or as Nelson said, my priorities have changed now. I don't want to, you know, I want to move to Europe now. So if I go to China, which is not my priority, you know, in a place to live, does that mean it won't feel like home again? Or while I'm with my friends there, you know, in China, my close friends, will it be like Susanna said, that she felt like home in China when her parents and her family was there? So will it be like a feeling and not the place? Or will, I don't know, that's something that I cannot answer, because obviously I cannot go back to China right now because of all of the travel restrictions. But if I ever get to go back to China, I'll definitely record another episode talking to you about my experience back in China. That would be amazing. By the way, my suitcase is still there. God. One day. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you liked this episode. It was the first time I did this kind of format. Let me know what you think, okay? If you are old school and you want to send me an email, check in the episode notes. I left my email there, the ReadyGo email. If you want to send a message, a direct message on Instagram, I promise I'll reply. I also left a link to the Instagram account, and I'm going to post the thumbnail of this episode on Instagram. So if you want to leave a comment there saying what you thought about the episode, that would be really helpful. And yeah, I really hope you guys liked it, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats, and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpat.